This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won re-election Sunday, extending his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Surrounded by supporters, Erdogan thanked them for giving him five more years in power. He also ridiculed his challenger for his loss, saying bye-bye-bye Kemal, as supporters booed. Erdogan came just short of a victory in the first round of elections earlier in the month, the first time he failed to win outright, but he made up for it in the runoff. His win comes despite crippling inflation and the effects of a devastating earthquake 3 months ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Local officials in Ukraine's capital say Kyiv has been subjected to the largest drone attack since the start of Russia's war, as the city prepared to mark the anniversary of its founding. A senior Kyiv military official said Sunday Russia launched the most, quote, massive attack on the city overnight with Iranian-made Shahed drones. The attack lasted for more than 5 hours, with air defenses reportedly shooting down more than 40 drones. Pope Francis resumed regular appointments on Saturday, one day after canceling his schedule due to a fever.
Buongiorno. Oggi solennità di Pentecoste.
The pontiff also held several private meetings. Francis later was captured on video arriving at the studios of a state broadcaster to tape an interview, smiling animately at well-wishers outside. The last time the pontiff spiked a serious fever was in March, when he was hospitalized and diagnosed with acute bronchitis before being released 3 days later. This is VOA News. The United States and Saudi Arabia called on warring sides in Sudan to extend a fragile ceasefire due to expire Monday, as weeks of fighting reached a stalemate in the capital and elsewhere in the African country. A joint statement Sunday noted the current ceasefire was imperfect, referring to repeated bouts of fighting since the ceasefire went into effect. The current truce will expire Monday evening. Residents reported sporadic clashes Saturday in parts of Omdurman, Khartoum's adjoining city, where the army's aircraft were seen flying over the city. Firefighters were still working to clear roads and secure ancient buildings in the flooded northeastern Italian region of Emilia-Romagna on Sunday. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Firefighters used heavy equipment to remove mud from roadsides and pump the last of the floodwaters away from affected areas. 2 weeks of heavy rain caused 21 rivers to overrun their banks and at least 300 landslides, after water couldn't be absorbed by terrain that had been parched by lack of rain for weeks. At least 15 people were killed by the floods, and thousands have been left homeless. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Republican U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Sunday dismissed opposition among party hardliners to a new agreement with President Joe Biden to suspend the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, predicting that most House Republicans would support the deal. After weeks of tough negotiations, McCarthy and Biden reached a tentative agreement this weekend, but now face the challenge of getting a deal through the Republican-controlled House of Representatives and Democratic-led Senate before June 5th to avoid a crippling first-ever default. American singer-turned-actor Ed Ames has died of Alzheimer's disease, according to his wife. Ames was 95, AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Oh, hatchets. The Naughty Lady. Ed Ames was the youngest of the Ames brothers. They had a string of hits in the 1950s with The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane, Sentimental Me, and Rag Mop.
You don't have to worry. Do you think I'd endanger the lives of those two children?
Ames turned to acting and is best known for playing Mingo, the Oxford-educated Native American on the TV series Daniel Boone. He was also known for one of the most popular bits ever on The Tonight Show. In 1965, he was asked to throw hatchets at a cowboy target painted on wood. His hatchet hit the target squarely between the legs. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Follow us online at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.